This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
The Australian Open will go ahead as planned, despite the discovery of three coronavirus cases that have put 47 tennis players into quarantine for 2 weeks. That's what the tennis tournament's director said this weekend. Australia's international borders are closed, but there are exceptions. For the international tennis tournament, players and their coaches flew into the country on 17 charter flights from seven nations. Each of the estimated 1,200 people, players, coaches, staff, officials, were required to have a negative coronavirus test before they boarded the planes, which were kept at 25% capacity. But two positive cases were detected on a flight from Los Angeles, and a third was found on a flight from Abu Dhabi. Since the pandemic began, Australia has recorded nearly 29,000 cases and just more than 900 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Research Center. China has finished building a 1,500-room hospital for COVID-19 patients to fight a surge in infections that the government blames on infected people or goods from abroad. The hospital is one of six, with a total of 6,500 rooms being built in Nangong, south of Beijing. China had largely contained the coronavirus, but has suffered a surge of cases since December. Germany's ruling Christian Democrats, or CDU, chose Armin Laschet as the new minister president of Germany's most populous state. He'll be the new leader. The pick suggests the party favors continuing with German Chancellor Angela Merkel's moderate policies when she steps down in December after 16 years in office. His win puts him in a position to succeed her when the CDU and its sister party decide in March who should be the center-right bloc's candidate for chancellor.